Unit 6. Law and Crime.
Reading 2. Bounty Hunters. Bounty hunters are people whose job it is to go after skips. Skips are people who either escape from police custody or never show up to their court dates. Sometimes skips are dangerous criminals who commit terrible crimes like murder or rape. But most often skips are people who have committed more minor crimes, things like having drugs or failing to pay child support for their children. Sometimes, criminals who run away from the police or don't show up at court are helped to hide by their friends and family, or they may flee to another country, where the laws are different from the laws of their native country. In these cases, the police may offer a special reward or bounty for anyone who helps to capture the fugitives. This is where the term bounty hunter comes from. Bounty hunters are not official members of the law enforcement community, but they have a special role to play nonetheless. They are paid to go after and capture criminals that the police are unable to find or are unable to capture. Sometimes the bounty or reward is small, just a few $1,000s. Other times, however, the reward can be quite large, up to several $1 million. For example, in 2003, the United States put a $25 million bounty out for Osama bin Laden. If a bounty hunter were to find and capture Osama bin Laden, he or she would become a very rich person. Bounty hunters operate outside of jurisdictions or boundaries, which means that they can go anywhere to catch a criminal, while most police cannot. For example, a policeman in New York cannot go to California to follow a criminal. He must wait until the police in California catch him, or the suspected criminal returns to New York. In most cases, if the crime that a person is suspected of is relatively minor or small, the police may not spend the time and money to chase the person. However, if the person is wanted for a serious or dangerous crime, the police may send out notices offering rewards to whoever captures the suspect. This is where bounty hunters come in. Is bounty hunting legal? The answer is both yes and no. In most states, it is legal to go after people who have skipped bail. Skipping bail is when a person commits a crime in a city or a state and then tries to run away to another city or state before his court date. For many situations in the U.S. and Canada, if someone commits a minor crime, he or she can pay some money to the court and stay out of jail until the court date. This money is called bail. If the person goes to court on the appointed date, then they get the money back. If they miss the court appointment, then they lose the money and must go to jail for a longer time if they are caught by the police or a bounty hunter. Many states also allow bounty hunters who have special licenses to go after dangerous criminals called felons, but some do not allow this at all. Illinois, Kentucky, and Oregon have laws against bounty hunting, while California only allows it up to 180 days after the skip flees. Interestingly enough, in the states that allow bounty hunting, people are allowed to break the law in order to catch a fugitive. Supplemental reading. The most successful bounty hunter. Though bounty hunting is very dangerous work, it is a job that is not limited to men. Some women are bounty hunters, too. Mackenzie Green is a woman and a very well-respected bounty hunter. In fact, she has been called the most successful bounty hunter in the U.S. Why is she so successful? She relies more on her brain than on physical strength. A good bounty hunter relies on gut feelings and people skills to pick up information on the whereabouts of a skip, she says. This means that she trusts her feelings about people and situations to tell if they are telling her the truth or if they are trying to hide something. She also doesn't carry a gun. You can't tame a bull by hitting it with a stick, she says. This means that violence always leads to more violence. She prefers to use good people skills to get people to trust her. Then, when they least expect it, she arrests them. When asked what qualities make a good bounty hunter, Mackenzie Green has this to say. Being a bounty hunter is difficult work. a person has to have experience in self-defense, things like judo and boxing, as well as a familiarity with weapons. A person also must be part detective to track down the skips, part lawyer to know what the different state laws allow, and part actor to try and get people to give you information that they otherwise wouldn't give out. A person must also be patient and lucky.